Lecture number four. Well, now that I believe more or less we have a basic ground, considering the previous lectures, at least we have a minimum. Let's see in this lecture and in the next one a few consequences of how this ground can affect things. Today we are going to discuss territory, memory, and subjectivity. Basically, what happened is that this the disappearance of nature as the center of the world in one way or the other for the people who were having a realistic perspective. And the disappearance of the individual as the center of the analysis for the people who were more subjective orientated, or producing more subjective orientated analysis, create a problem in the sense in which the idea of subjectivity, so what is the meaning of subject, how we construct a subject, either subject in the sense as individual, or either a subject in the sense of philosophy. And then again, because we are having this simultaneous time, we create a conflict with the idea of memory. So what we need to remember? What will we remember? Do we remember something? Are we lost in memories? Is memory important? All these questions were raised again. If you want, in one way or the other, starting with Bergson, as I mentioned to you, because Bergson as well discussed this idea of memory, of course, in connection with this problem, because the traditional idea of memory has a sort of reservoir for our past, either for in terms of family, in terms of country, in terms of culture, heritage, all that just disappear. Let me put it in this way. The legitimacy of that memory disappears. Because at the end of the day, memory, it is important because we believe it's important. Because we use memory. Because memory gives us some kind of identity. Well, at the beginning of the 20th century and through the 20th century towards to the end, is this model who have a crisis. We are struggling to produce this connection between memory and identity. It's not automatically anymore. It's not automatically that we have a past, we have a construction, we have a memory, and that gives us some kind of identity. That model doesn't work anymore that easily. So what kind of memory we are going to have in the future, basically? This is the key. This is a key issue who people like Virilio is discussing, and indeed people like Gilles Deleuze. And indeed this is connected as well with the idea of territory, with the idea that we are going to discuss in the second part of the model, who have to do with the idea of matter, with the idea of physical reality. That is, with the idea that has been developed by cinema, that what is real is not physical anymore. This is a huge problem that in one way or the other, according to people like Deleuze and other authors, I agree with that, can be approached with a cinematographical perspective. Why? Because cinema in one way or the other is grounded on this fact. On the fact that what we call reality nowadays is not physical anymore. This association, presumption that reality means physical world just disappear and is not working anymore in that way. So that is why the idea of territory, I think, is important, and that again is why I choose space as a main concept, because we have a problem here that I think can be approached only if we have a sort of perspective about space, about how we construct this imaginary reality, to call in some ways. And this is why I pick it up from Borges, the Argentinian writer, this short piece, which is has been translated into English and has indicated in bibliography. I'm using the Spanish one. However, is this sarcastical idea, just briefly coming to you, in which he said that cartographers in empire in Asia were getting a so big sense of reality that a map was having the same dimension of a turret. So the funny thing about this sarcastical approach from Borges is that if we have a map, it's because a map is a sort of resume, it's a sort of representation of a particular physical dimension. Maps are not working anymore when we start to have maps who have the same dimension of a territory, because then we are going to have two worlds. The world who is the physical one, and the other world who have the same dimensions, which is the world of the maps. And this is just a sort of, well, let's say, sarcastical account of what happened nowadays, in which the representation are not working anymore, and what we have been assuming by us as a map, as a cartography of our space, is not necessarily either working anymore. So I think that was a nice metaphor to approach that. Again, Gilles Deleuze and Félix Guattari probably are the philosophers or people who, from a philosophical point of view, discuss in a more extended way this problem of how we deal with this sort of disappearance of time and this problem of space, how we can chart again the space in which we are living in, what new tools, what new concepts we need to chart this uncharted new territory. That is the idea who is in Deleuze, and I think that is why, again, why they picking up cinema, because cinema should be one of these tools who should allow us to understand this sort of new territory. Because let me put this to you in another way. You can ask me, well, why maps are not working anymore? I mean, why? What is behind this Borges short account? Well, basically, is this: maps were a sort of representation of the physical world. Why? Because number one, we were thinking that representation is an accurate and true perspective, and two, because we were thinking reality was grounded in the physical world. But if we, number one, realize that representation is not as accurate as we were thinking and is not true, so to speak, anymore, and number two, that the physical world do not match necessarily the sense of this idea of reality with capital, if we lose those two perspectives, then maps are not working anymore, and we need to start from scratch. We need to make the land in which we are living a new territory. So we need to re-territorialize things again, and this is something that Deleuze has been quite extensively working, especially in his book with Félix Guattari, published in 1980, that I recommended to you, which is called Mille Plateaux, Thousand Methods, if you want. In English, it has been translated, so no problem with that. Then the construction of space and the physical environment. Well, again, what is a sort of conclusion here is that we don't have our surrounding, our environment as a something given. Of course, you can say, well, the physical world exists, is there? Yeah, it's true. But it's not something organized. It's not something in the sense of the 19th century who is there with a logic, and we need to understand that. No, we have the physical world, but what we do with that is completely different. What we understand from that is completely different. What I'm saying to you is that our sense of reality is a construction. It's not something which is outside us. It's a construction that we made. And this is exactly like a cinema. In cinema, the sense of reality, it is a contraction. And this is what Deleuze discussed with Guattari. We have a physical environment. We are living in a physical environment. But the meaning of that, the use that we made of that, is something that we construct. We need to construct. Because if we don't have this construction, we cannot understand nothing. And we cannot protect a defense ourselves. This is basically what the Deleuze and Guattari discuss, and I think is very interesting. And if you want a later development of this perspective, came from another author that's similar to Virilio, picking up some points from Deleuze and another writers and develop a little bit more. This is an author called Marc Bourget, and discuss a sort of theory that basically can be explained like this. In our present, we are surrounded by places who are not places. What Auger called no places are these places who do not have a proper name, are places in which we are constantly in transit. Let's say an example, an airport. An airport is a no place. Why? Because we don't have the sense of being part of that. We just use the airport. We are going there, we stay temporary, and we move on constantly. So what Auger is saying is that more and more we have in society, we have in our planet, if you want, more and more of these places in which we are not living anymore, living in capital. Even in some cases, homes, our home became a sort of transit place. So when we don't have this sense of root, when we don't have this sense of ground in a particular place, is when we start to talk about these no places, because they are place, but we are not part of that place. This is something that Auger discussed. It's a book indicating in the bibliography. I believe has been translated. It's very easy reading. It's not very complicated and it's very short. So I think even for your general information, not only for this course, could be interesting to have a look at that. So for the recommended readings, I suggest you read this because I think it's fun, it's very short, and it's very interesting. You have different versions. I indicated one in English, but you can pick it up whatever you wish. Then in the suggested reading, of course, I indicate chapters from Gilles Deleuze. And Gilles Deleuze in Frédéric Guattari, which is, I think, are very, very representative of what we have been talking. Again, from the Le Cinéma Selon Deleuze, I indicate one article, which I think is very, very interesting. From Paul Virilio, once more, La Machine de Vision, which has been translated into English, so I think you can figure out that if you are not able to read in French, chapter 1, because it's interesting description. As well from Paul Virilio, Esthétique de la Disparition, which has been translated, and it's interesting because it's a very, very short book. That's the reason why I do not indicate chapter, because if you decide to face this work, you can do it reading in one afternoon. Has been translated into English, and it's interesting because it's an author who tried to analyze this idea of the invisible that we are going to discuss a little bit more in the second part of the course, and also because it was one of the first Virilio's works. And then Marco J., which is non-lieu, the book I mentioned to you, and I indicate the chapters, the chapter 3, which is, I think is a more instructive one. And from Pearson, Philosophy and Aversion of the Virtual, I think is interesting because make a sort of combination of all these issues from the perspective of media and cinema. And I think that is why I think it's interesting. And I indicate 3 chapters which I think make a sort of ontology of the whole book. Again, as every week, I think this is just a few of the possibility. The bibliography about this subject is huge, as you can imagine. I'm just picking up the ones who I believe connect more directly with this notion of space and the idea of European cinema. But if you have any trouble, we can discuss it. Okay, thank you.